SCR plays the oldies just like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's John Barrett here, the old miserable git who used to have the marine on the seafront. I am now doing my show via the internet, so anything can happen. And my show is a bit predictable at the moment, and I'll try and keep it that way for a bit anyway. I play like four tracks from an LP, and then we move on to somebody else, and then we do this about four times in about an hour. We get through about three and a half, four tracks. Does that make sense? And we're going to start with Mr. Bob Lind. And this is back in 1966. This is in glorious mono. And there's not much more I can really tell you, except that Val Dunicum was the one who had the big hit over here with it. Although, when I looked it up just now, they both were finished up at number five in the charts. Who am I talking about? Oh, Bob Lind, obviously. Val Dunicum, he had the same number five hit, Elusive Butterfly, Don't Be Concerned, the LP, and it's all in glorious mono. Purely because in those days I didn't even think about getting anything else but a mono record. Sad state of affairs, but it was a long time ago. 1966. Bob Lind, here he comes, any second now. And this is the title track, Elusive Butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. With nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Yes, indeed, it was all in mono in those days. I had a Bush recorder in those days, and that's what you got. Mr. Zero next. I bought this in Taylor's in Bridgewater.
Diamonds of silvery rain in the fountains, and 10-cent red roses from department store counters. Watching the moonlight reflect off the river, beside where the trains cross the bridge and slow down. Trains with white letters and black iron sides, and wild rushing water that all rolls away. And little miss someone does not want to stay. Everyone's moving with places to go, and Mr. Zero, he sadly stands still. As the water goes one way, the train goes another. Mr. Zero stands still and miss someone don't bother. The present moves out on the sunset's crescendo, as seagulls of dawn set their wings to the air and fly without resting on outward-bound breezes, to die where horizons are melting the dusk. The eyes of the summer are closing forever. The earth takes a breath to prepare for the fall. And little miss, someone won't pay for the call. The hand of the autumn undresses the trees. Mr. Zero says, please help me up off my knees. Miss someone is speaking, the world will believe her. Mr. Zero just nods and hangs up the receiver. Oh, yesterday's kiss will be cold by tomorrow, as campfires of midnight dissolve in the darkness. The room is deserted, the blinds have been drawn. Little miss, someone has packed up and gone. Fast-moving cars disappear down the highway, with signs that say, hitchhikers, do not disturb. Mr. Zero looks quietly up from the curb. Morning has faded and shadows have grown. Little miss, someone is on her way home. Mr. Zero stands watching, her plane flies above, and with frostbitten hands waves goodbye to his love. Oh, walks through the park on a bright summer Sunday, and tapestry kittens that hung on the wall, they all die in the air like a soft minor chord, a vacancy sign and a bulletin board. Mr. Zero is wrapping his jacket around him, speaking kind words that should have been said long ago. But little miss, someone does not want to know. The night is deserted, there's dust on the shelf. Mr. Zero sits lonely and talks to himself. It's too late to change, the fine line has been crossed. The charades are all done, Mr. Zero has lost.
Yes, we're listening to Bob Lynn back in 1966. This was, he didn't hardly bring anything out for about another 40 years. But this is better than hearing Val Dooley, isn't it?
I told you as I left you, you would hate me someday. You refused to believe me and fail. Now that your illusions of my saintliness are dead and gone, now that I have fallen from the pedestal you put me on, you're suddenly aware that I have weaknesses like any other man. My humanness astounds you as you realize how real I am. But now, it's lying crooked in your mind. Doll, you should have seen it all the time. Believe me, it tore at me watching you cry, with no way to say that you'd set me too high. I should have found a way to make you see I wasn't always right. Someone should have shown you all the colors between black and white. I am not perfection, doll, but neither am I always wrong. Now you tell your friends I disappointed you and led you along. But you expected more. than you could find. Doll, you should have seen it all the time. A man must be measured by things that he does. But you looked for me higher up than I was. Now that you can see that both my feet are standing on the ground, you're telling everybody that you hate me 'cause I let you down. I wish that you could know that I'm not angry, I am only sad to see someone so sensitive making herself look so bad. But the foolish have no patience with the blind. Doll, you should have seen it all the time. Doll, you should have seen it all the time.
Yes, we'll have one more track by Bob Lind, and then we'll go on to Daniel Lanos. I think that's what we call him anyway. This is the last one by Bob Lind's LP, Don't Be Concerned.
Now a glimmering, spinning beginning of something I've prayed for and counted the minutes to be in the shadow of sheltering meadows of night here with you in my arms. Nothing is breathing as sunset is leaving except you and I in the stillness of moonlight. We're tenderly touching in silent caresses, counting on time to slow down. This is the moment that pauses to hold us as you and I move in a background of wonder, surrounded by countless enclosures of nocturnal, unspoken music of joy. Counting times I have stood at the foot of your ivory tower and waited and called out your name by the hour and counted on wings of my heartstrings to carry the sound. I have counted on pleading, you'd see how I need you, come down. And now between twilight and midnight you come to me down in your gown of soft moonbeams and starlight. Bright in the evening the breezes have fenced us and nestled against us. You're here and warm and mine till the time when the dawn will awake me, the morning shake me, the highway will take me. But now while the rays of the moon make bouquets, we will swim in the luster of lingering streetlights and count on the night to hold everything even and count on forgetting that I will be leaving. When heaven has folded and let in the dawn, I'll be gone. But now gardens of softening nighttime are blossoming slowly around where we are. You and I come together and walk through the dreams of the stars. So here while the song of the deepening evening is singing to me from the light in your eyes, we can count on each other to move to the beach of tomorrow.
Yes, it's the four tracks by Bob Lind, and I hope you enjoyed them. I think they're pretty good myself. I've got my two dogs in here with me tonight, Charlie and Bertie. Charlie, who is now, he's 11 years old. Goodness me. He's acting like a puppy here as well. Daniel Lanos now. I think that's what you say, Lanois. The LP is called Shine. This is from 2003.
man carried metal, carried gold, more than he could handle, more than he could hold.
Daniel Lanois, I think it's L-A-N-O-I-S, Lanois. He was very well known for being producer of U2. He brought a couple of their LPs out. Never a U2 fan though. But this isn't bad.
Every chip from every cup, every promise given up, every reason not enough, is falling at your feet. Everyone who needs a friend, every life that has no end, heavily ready to bend, is falling at your feet. Down.
my duty are all falling at your feet. Every eye closed by Bruce, every player who just can't lose, every pop star in abuse, every drum back on the blues,
all falling,
falling at your feet.
Definitely stereo. I've got my headphones on and it really sounds quite buzzy around here. Daniel Lanas, that's his name, and this track is called As Tears Go By.
Keep myself out of trouble.
This one's called Sometimes. I'll get this title right anyway. Sometimes. Very simple.
Sometimes.
To a lady called Marsha Hunt, and she got famous originally for being in Hair, so she didn't wear any clothes at all, I suppose.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I wanna be. I've been on the road so long, my friend, and if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story, yeah. Trouble, boy, and
written by Paul Simon to begin with. Marsha Hunt, as I say, this LP is called Glided on Splinter Spotted Gold. Let's have a look on it. Walk on Gilded Splinters. And we're going to hear another cover from here on this track.
10 years ago, on a cold dark night, there was someone killed near the town hall light. There were two at the scene, and they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I still not a word, though it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night gets well. Nobody knows, and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high, and it turned a but sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. Visits my grave when the night gets
Marsha Hunt. She was a bit infamous for having a child with Mr. now Sir Mick Jagger. Goodness me, I can't really say any more than that. Let's move on to another track from her. You Ain't Going Nowhere.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off wintertime, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day the man's gonna come. How we're gonna fly down in the easy chair. I don't care how many letters they sent, morning came and morning went. Pick up your money and pack up your tent, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. How we gonna fly down in the easy chair. And a gun that shoots tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day the man's gonna come. How we gonna fly down in the easy chair. Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep, but we'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we come up to it. Ooh,
day the man's gonna come. How we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day the man's gonna come. How we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
That was made famous by the Byrds, written by Mr. Bob Dylan, sung there by Miss Marsha Hunt. One more track from her and then we'll move on to somebody else. Here it comes, the last track by Marsha Hunt.
Into the river, bittersweet. I wouldn't even taste you with my feet. Woman, child, peace, the river repeats. And I'm with you in heaven, wherever that may be. I hear the beggar's heart. I taste their wasted seed on the city floor. I'm kicking around these ruins, looking for the score, and I can't control. Day sometime in between and leave a little bit of myself behind. My visitors, though many, are now becoming one. Sing, save me, woman, let thy will be done. They got my child, I got come on my tongue, and my sex is there in the jar. I lean upon the door with a beggar's feet. I gather from the shore wasted seed. My open mouth's a mirror, my eyes are beads. In my thoughts of me.
Do you? As I say, that was Miss Marsha Hunt. So now we shall hear all about Sid Valley Radio.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's John Barrett here, the old grumpy git from the Marine, and I now live just outside of Bridgewater. I'm still a grumpy old git, but I do try to amuse you with an hour's worth of music twice a week. And it's not very easy to do because I have to record it all beforehand, and then it's not just going in, slotting in and playing CDs, because that's easy, but you have to record it all here. Then you've got to remember what order you put it in, so I have to write it all down now. So I'm slowly getting there, and I hope you will persevere with me. And that's the glorious thing about Sid Valley Radio, it's proper community radio. So although I'm stuttering my way through it, I hope I get this, and I do play some good music. Well, I think it's good, because they're all my LPs. And the last lady we have, Miss Marsha Hunt, she started with a Paul Simon track, so I thought, let's have some Paul Simon now, just to keep it like that. And this is not one you would be, well, you may have it, but I shouldn't think you would have. One Trick Pony is the LP, and it was really from a film, which I think he produced it even. One Trick Pony, Paul Simon. Here it comes. See the stereo? You can hear it. It'll start any second.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through. The next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J.
Yes, the LP you're hearing is Paul Simon's One Trick Pony. And as I say, it was really a film soundtrack. I think he might have produced it. I don't never went to see it, so I don't really know too much. I just bought the LP because I thought it would be good. This is Paul Simon, and the LP is called One Trick Pony, and I think he might have produced it. I don't know if he did direct it. I know nothing really about it, but this is the title from it, One Trick Pony.
Trick is all that horse can do. He does one trick only. It's the principal source of his revenue. And when he steps into the spotlight, you can feel the heat of his heart come rising through. See how he dances. See how he loops from side to side. See how he prances, the way his hooves just seem to glide. He's just a one-trip pony.
but he turns that trick with pride. He makes it look so easy, it looks so clean. He moves like God's immaculate machine. He makes me think about all of these extra moves I make, and all this herky-jerky motion, and the bag of tricks it takes to get me through my working day. One trick pony. He's a one trick pony. He either fails or he succeeds. He gives his testimony, then he relaxes in the weeds. He's got one trick to last a lifetime, but that's all a pony needs. Yeah, that's all he needs.
Tell you about it. It's his first LP for 5 years. One before that was Still Crazy After All These Years, and then this one came out and he had the film with it and everything. So we'll have one more track and then we shall have more or less finish.
How the heart
really, almost brings me to the end of the show. It's been a pleasant hour or so. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. But I'm going to finish with a track which is a bit obscure. I mean, I can't bend down and see what it's even called. It's by a bloke called Gavin Bryars. He composed it. And the track is called Jesus Blood Never Fell. Never Failed Me Yet. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. This is a real collector's item. You would believe it. But that's what we're going to finish with. And it's nothing else to it, really. And this bloke just says the same thing all over and over again. And apparently, conservatively, this was on an obscure label. That's the name of the label. And the other sub was about the sinking of the Titanic. And the two together, I don't know why I even bought it. And it's collectible, very collectible. Probably worth about 80 quid or so, at least, I reckon. So let's listen to a bit of this to finish the show with. Thank you very much for listening. Keep listening to Sid Valley Radio. And it is pretty obscure, this.
Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loves me so. Jesus blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know.